Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We got dancing going on in the studio. It's week 5 of season 19. It was the switch up, or as I like to call, the McJudgy show. That was pretty judgy last night, don't you think? Very. I'm Kristen Burt, yeah. All right, let's introduce my guest and co-host, Anna Trebinskaya.
Hello, everybody. Good to be here.
If you guys are looking for Suri Serrano, she's on the phone today, Suri. Hey.
Hi.
There you are. Jake Dupree is out this week. He'll be back next week. But joining us as our official Dancing with the Stars guest, Jenna Johnson.
Yay.
Welcome back. Yes.
Thank you.
We are so excited you're here today.
I'm so excited to be here.
I know. This was a hot episode last night.
It
My
was.
Twitter feed, like, blew up. I can't imagine what yours looked
Mine
like.
Mine was, too.
How about yours, Anna?
Well, I'm checking it right now. It's pretty blown.
She's like, I haven't even checked it in the last 2 days.
So
I'm a mom.
Bad. I'm so bad. People are like, you know, you should tweet more and do social media more. I don't have time. I'm sorry.
She is a mom.
How does she change diapers?
I have to. There's way more now. I mean, she's full on, like, standing in the crib. It's like, you gotta watch out because she gets herself into everything. And it's...
Yeah, she's eating everything.
And yeah, so it's definitely gotten to another level now.
Tweeting takes a backseat to beautiful Amalia, so
yeah.
I get it. Well, let's talk about that opening number with Jesse J, who was also the guest judge, choreographer Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
Tell us about working on that, because we missed Mandy the last couple weeks.
Oh my goodness, we did too. but she's so super busy, you know, she does everything under the sun. But so grateful to have her back this week. And Jesse J, are you kidding? First off, I always thought she was kind of, like, stuck up and a little bit scary. No, she's, like, so sweet. She was making jokes the whole time. Anyway, but her dancing skills are fierce. We had to shift around some things because of the choreographers. They wanted specific movements to match hers, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, I thought it was a great, fierce, spicy piece.
I think the ladies have been featured a lot this season. Has that happened? Is it just me?
I'm not mad about it, so.
No, you guys are going to do a lot of dancing, which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. Was that the number that Karina was injured in, or was it doing one of the bumpers? Or?
Yeah, so they did the how-to bumpers last night with all the new styles.
Yep.
And she was practicing the night before, had put water on her shoes, and was running back to the stage, slipped, smack, landed, went to the hospital. But
freak accident then.
I mean, can you imagine? It was camera blocking day. And so, thankfully, though, we heard today that she's doing better. She's going to be back, but I think she just needs to take some time to...
I think she's
bruised and... You know, it's just, that's rough.
That is rough. And
no
that
one wants
happened
to take
to
a
me.
Fall in ballroom heels. And
that happened.
You've done that before, too.
Well, not on my face, but I sprained my ankle really bad.
I think she hurt her ankle and her arm. And
yeah, I've hurt my ankle because there was no, like, it was dark and there was a step and there was no tape that was supposed to be on the step. So I, you know, and it was like about this big. So, of course, all my ankle took all my weight. And it was an ouchie for almost like 9 months after.
Because
I kept, you know, stupid me kept dancing. And I danced on it that same night. I stood on the bucket and then danced on it.
And that's what every dancer does. They dance through pain. Their dancer's threshold for pain is like an 11.
I should have just taken, like, I think I'm going to. Because it was offered to me because the producers came to me and said, hey, you want to set this one out? I was like, oh, no, I'll do it. It was like an opening number. And I was like, I'll do it. No.
You paid for it.
A lesson for me for the future? Never.
Don't do it.
I need my ankles for at least another 30, 40 years. Hopefully.
At least. Well, let's get into all the dances because Jesse J also made for a very interesting guest judge. And I mean, we'll start right off with it because that first number, I was like,
it was a six.
So I was joking with Jenna before the show started. I was like, did the producers at commercial go, don't do that again?
All to her.
I don't know if they did, just because.
I wonder if she watched the English show. So interesting, because I watched the English show and an Australian show because mm-hmm. I wanted to see Jules.
Of course.
And then I wanted to see Tristan McManus, who's on Strictly Come Dancing.
He just got voted off this week.
Tristan did? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of coming. I mean, his lady wasn't that great, and they were really talking about being mean and judgy. Like, that's what you said. Oh, last night was judgy. In comparison to Britain and Australia, our show is not judgy. They are nice. They kind of sort of slightly critical. I mean, in England and Australia, they tell how it is and tell the pros and the celebrities. I mean, they lay down.
They give out ones and twos.
They would give out ones and twos and threes like we give out fives and six.
Are we cream puffs in the U.S. so we can't handle a one or a two?
I think, yeah, because a lot of people, it was one season where when it was happening, you know, people were getting a lot of fives and six, but maybe even I don't know if there was a four.
I think there wasn't Master...
Master P, yeah. And then I guess there were a lot of, like, hate mail saying that the judges are so mean and this and that. And like, but in my opinion, give them a two and a three if they deserve it. That will also at least give a room to grow, because then what happens is you give everybody sixes, seven, and eights, and then everybody's in the same spot.
Do you know what else I think? Also, we're in week five, and we've already had tens.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there was a conversation to maybe the judges, I don't know, saying we have to tone it down, especially on the switch up.
Yep.
You know, because everyone, there was a significant, like, either 2 point or 1 point drop throughout the whole, everyone, the whole competition, you know? So I'm wondering if maybe they were like,
trying to level it out.
Oh, yeah. They're like, come on, it's week five. We need room to grow. Like,
where are we going to go? Because you guys are going all the way to week 11, right?
We had to make things interesting. So
crazy. Well, let's start off with the new pair. The first pair of the night was Allison and Antonio doing a Bollywood number. Suri, I'm going to start with you. What did you think of this piece?
It was really hard to hear you guys, but I actually thought it was so fun, and it was the best I've seen him.
I agree.
I think it was strategic. I think everybody, whatever they were was given, it's always strategic, and it was very smart on the producer's part to give them that, especially with Allison and being such a fantastic dancer, giving her Bollywood. So I really enjoyed it.
I thought he looked the loosest I've seen him. Like, he looked like he was
stressed.
And he had fun out there, and I felt like their energy matched very well with all of that. Because, you know, he's not gonna look like Alfonso out there on the dance floor. We all know that at this point. But it's good for him to at least get out there and have a blast, because I feel like that's what's been missing some weeks.
Well, not so many people. Nobody's going to look like Alfonso. There's like Alfonso and Leah on dance level. And then Janelle as well in dance ability. It dawned at me, or to me, I don't know how to
dawned
say
on
it.
You.
On me, something like that.
Or dawned upon you. No,
yeah,
whatever.
So the dawn, some kind of dawn. Revelation. Because a lot of people have been very critical to Allison. Both on, you know, dance floor judges and off, like, tweet and social media and stuff. And I was watching her with Antonio, and, you know, it was a very good style for her, and it was really good for him. She brought something out of him that he was having fun. But here's that thing that, and again, it's not a criticism, it's a suggestion. What the maybe other pro girls do, just a tiny smidge better, is that they have better awareness of their partner and where they are in space. Because I feel Allison is such a well-trained solo dancer, and that's what she's been doing most of her lives. Of course, she was on So You Think You Can Dance, and she had to be part up, and she's always on So You Think You Can Dance, she has to be partnered with. But it's like a different, when you partner with a person that's your level, you don't have to think about them. Right. When you partner up with somebody who is so below your level, you have to kind of, I don't want to say tone it down, but occasionally
you have to be aware of them and make them look their best and not outshine them.
You have to be aware, and then, you know, if Antonio's leg is only comes off the floor this much and her leg comes off the floor this much, it's a very big difference, and it makes him look, in comparison, worse because they dancing side by side.
And I think Julianne called that out.
Yeah,
I think
she did mention something about that.
Yeah. So it's but she's such a fierce dancer that when she's out there and performing, it's like it's a performance mode for Allison. Yeah, and
she turns it on.
She goes 150%. Sure.
Yeah, more. It's like she's a woman goes, you know, 300 miles an hour and she's fierce. It's like, yeah, but there's that. And it's that part too. So I wonder, maybe it's just me who noticed that, but I actually want her to be successful. I love her. I think she's great. I think she's has so much to bring to the show. So I want her to do good.
I think we all do, and I think we all feel for her because I see it on her face when she's at the judges' table. And I, you know, Carrie Ann was not cutting her any slack last night, and I think that's what sort of started off on that note with the judging last night. And I was like, I kind of wish maybe a producer or another pro maybe would take her aside and be like, you know, and I don't know, maybe it has happened or something, but, you know, it is a learning curve to get on Dancing with the Stars, just to be thrown into pro. I mean, when you have the luxury of being in troupe, you get the idea of how everything works.
It's hard to just be thrown in there your first season and not really have an idea of it. But, you know, I think she is great. She has so much to offer. But I think it's stressful and it's hard, and she's been thrown into such a strong season as well. So it's hard. It's
stressful. I feel her heart like
she keeps
out there.
Getting reamed, and yeah. I think I don't know.
It's, yeah, I just don't want them. I don't want Allison to lose the essence of who Allison is.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be a bad experience for her. Like I want her to like understand how amazing this is for her, and she's doing great. She's doing the best that she can, and
I hope she feels the support because we all love her.
Yeah. I think she does have a lot of support. So everyone, keep supporting.
Mr. Twitch will help her out too.
Yeah,
so cute. 8677. So 28. The best scores. I think Antonio's really delivered, and I thought that was great. And so Allison should also be proud of that.
Yes.
Let's go on to Bethany and Mark doing hip hop. Bethany is another one we've talked over and over about week after week, and I hear from the fans every week.
Wait, fill me in. What's going on?
Okay, so Bethany. Just to, like, highlights of what we've been talking about is that we kind of get who she is as a YouTube personality, but we haven't been able to get who she is on the dance floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think last week, you know, opening up with her story was great of my most memorable year. And I think that this was the first week I was like, I feel you. Like, I feel that confidence coming through. She was sexy. She was sultry. And I don't know if it was just, like, it's week five and she feels great, or Mark brought out something in her, or it was hip-hop and she feels comfortable with that style. But whatever it was, like, Mark choreographed it, he nailed it, she delivered.
Yes. There was something right about this partnership, and I do feel it's a testament to how good Mark is, and he is very good to bring out a silly, goofy personality out of their partners. I mean, even the classy lady, Christy Yamaguchi, was having fun and was goofy at times and was just having a blast. So he's really with putting little things like that in the choreography and even his teaching style. He's very nurturing. He takes care of you. He's very sweet. But at the same time, he makes fun of you. He is laughing with you. He's really goofy. He's quite entertaining, and he has that quality, and I really think that helped Bethany to kind of loosen up and just get a little silly. I remember him doing a really, really great job as well with Ali Raisman.
Oh,
and
how
he just kind of brought up this
beast. She was that focused Olympian. Yeah,
she was kind of like, you know, stone a little bit, and then at the end she kind of became a human being, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, what do you think of Bethany this week?
Well.
that was a hesitation.
I definitely agree with you, Kristen, that it was a step up for her. She looked fantastic in terms of costuming. The costuming and hair was on point. Not that, you know, the costumes aren't always amazing, but for me, this was definitely a step up for her. I still don't feel her at all. Like, I'm not, it's not my thing, but I totally see what, you know, Mark did a fantastic job with her. The best I've seen her, for sure. Something about it all came together for her in terms of being a little bit more comfortable. And maybe it is just hip hop. I'm going to be interested to see what happens next week when she doesn't have, like, a, you know, a regular jazz or hip hop or whatever style, to see if she continues to go up. But she's still not my cup of tea, but hats off to, you know, her feeling it.
What's Bethany like on set? Because, you know, she's so mature out there on the dance floor. Like, you see it. I'm like, I was not like that at 18.
How old is she?
18?
18.
What?
Yeah.
I was not that mature at 18.
She was like 25.
No. She's
what?
She's a year older than Sadie.
Yeah. I feel like she just graduated.
What?
Last year? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh she's a sweetheart. She's goofy. She always has music on, like 100% of the time, and hair and makeup always blasting music. But she's a sweetheart, and so I think it is hard to kind of display that when you can't speak. When that's what she's used to doing. You know, she speaks to people. People love her for her personality. So I think just translating that through her body, she'll keep growing and understanding how to do it. And I think this was a highlighted week for her. I think she finally was able to kind of get that goofiness out of her, feel a little bit more confident, and maybe it was just because she was in sneakers and looked super fierce, but...
You know, Sadie said something, and I can't remember where it was. It might have been in the backstage footage with Lacey Schwimmer, but she talked about Derek sort of choreographs in the moment in the studio, and Mark comes in all prepared. And you never know, as a student, like, I'm someone that wants to go into the studio with something prepared. I learn better that way. If someone's improvising, I'm not going to remember it as well. And sometimes people learn differently, too, and that might have been something that snapped with her, too, going, oh, this is good. You know?
She had a little bit more time to prepare and to get used to the idea of what she was going to be doing.
Yeah,
that worked for her.
I like
that's
that.
That's a great point.
All eights for them. I thought that was a great score. I know Mark kind of wanted some nines.
Mark was a little disappointed, for sure. I think she really killed it, and he felt that she did, too. And I think he was disappointed.
Yeah.
I feel like his scores have been kind of low, though,
I think so,
season.
Too.
I know he wanted better scores last week as well with his samba, but...
We're in week five. I remember being there in their shoes, and you always want better scores
because
you're there.
Tense.
But then, if you actually look at it from the outside, like, it's week five. You have non-dancer. B,
and it was a switch up.
It's
hard.
Wait, Kristen.
Yeah.
With better scores for Mark and Bethany.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he would have looked for a 9 or so, I think, in there, at least 1 or 2. But
I don't agree with that, but I hear y'all.
All right, so before we move on to PETA...
I appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think he should be happy with that, and I think she should be really proud of her performance.
Yeah.
Before we move on to PETA and Jonathan, because I know this is another couple we're going to have a lot to talk about, we do want to take a word from our sponsor, Dish.
Wherever you live in this great country of ours, Dish can bring you great TV. From the big city to the farmlands, high on a mountain or low in the valley, Dish delivers all the great movies, shows, and sports you can handle. Monthly packages start at just $19.99 a month for 12 months. This is your day, America. Get Dish and get thousands of TV shows and movies on demand and free installation in up to 6 rooms. Visit dish.com/afterbuzz. That's dish.com/afterbuzz. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Requires a clear view of the southern sky. Call for details.
Did he just say we can get Dish for just $19.99 a month?
Yes, he did, dear.
And what do we pay for TV now?
A whole lot more than that, dear.
And why do we do that?
I don't know.
Get Dish. Go to dish.com/afterbuzz. That's dish.com/afterbuzz.
There's celebs.
Well, we're back.
Yeah.
And as you can see, you guys, we were still chatting.
We don't want the, it's really, really loud, actually, when that advertisement.
But we love the Dish Network.
We do love the Dish Network. I can hear, even with my earmuffs here, I can hear every single word that this guy says with a very cool voice.
He's very clear, but this is a couple, we were already started discussing it, but PETA and Jonathan doing the Jitterbug. Jenna, you were in this, so you were in some of the rehearsal studio. What did you see from Jonathan this week? Because I got to tell you, my heart was just bleeding this week.
Mine was too. I was so excited for him because even in rehearsals, there was a light to him. There was excitement and confidence, which I feel he's kind of lacked a little bit. He always has such a great personality, but I feel like this week he was super excited, super confident with his moves. He knew exactly what he was doing, and they just kind of destroyed him.
I have one question. Is he doing better in dress rehearsal than he is in the performance? Like, maybe just getting a little bit of, like, live show nerves or anything? Just because there were some missteps, let's be honest. And
Yes, they were. And some mishandholds were
misconnections.
The lift, a couple of lifts made me a little nervous, but I saw Peter's face.
Some of the waterfalls I was a little bit nervous about, but no, I think he did kill it in dress rehearsal. And obviously a live show, your nerves get to you, of course, but I don't know.
And I think for all of us,
I was bummed.
He's someone that really wants to be here, and it means a lot to him. Because of his parents.
Yes.
And I think this is the point in the show when I just was like, is there one nice thing we can say about the performance? Because I think you need the criticism to get better, but you also need the encouragement.
You need some
pat
critiques.
On the back.
Yeah.
It's on his face.
At least I wanted them to at least acknowledge his improvement from the previous week. And they didn't. And that's where my heart was broken for him, because he was so excited. And I was so excited for him. And I thought he did a really great job. Yes, there are some missteps, but
I know, what can you do at that point?
You deserve an 8.
I know, something. Oh. I mean, and he is so, I think that his spirit doesn't seem to ever be broken. He's like, I guess I'm good at getting 6s. And I'm like, God bless you, because I'd probably be crying.
He's a positive little guy.
I know. Sorry, what'd you think of PETA and Jonathan?
Oh my gosh. The word is heartbreaking. Because I just, as you guys were talking about, I mean, I want him to do so well. I don't know what the answer, I don't think any of us have the reasons or answers for why what's happening is happening. Because he's awesome, you know, he's such a great personality, and he's working so hard, and I want him to do so well. And I agreed with Julianne. I mean, I was holding my breath, and I even grabbed the person next to me watching a couple times. Like, oh, God, please, that's all. I don't know. I wasn't in studio. I don't know, I don't know technical ballroom stuff. Maybe it was his hands and whatever, like you guys said, it was hard to hear everything he said, but just heartbroken. And then to see the look on his face and to see, you know, Allison, it was hard. Really, really hard.
Yeah, we all feel it.
And with the judging, really quick, one last thing. In the judges' remarks about him, it's like, I get it's week 5, I'm all for constructive criticism and being hard. But with somebody like that, you know, come up with something good to say, in addition to all of that. Because you guys know, like, you worked so hard all week long, and he gave everything. And you could tell by the look on his face, like, he was like, huh?
Yeah, what? I know. He felt it. So that was all 6s for a total of 24. I mean, I hate to say this, with last week's scores and this week's scores, it does put him in jeopardy. I'm hoping that the fans got out there and voted for him to need some encouragement votes.
I'm seeing some tweets that people cannot see us, and that there's a blacklist and they can't see us, actually.
I mean, we can't do anything technically. They'll be able to watch the YouTube archive later.
So hang tight. If you want to see what we wear, you will see it on YouTube later, I guess.
Yes.
Still love you.
All right, let's move right along to Alfonso and Cheryl. I think a lot of people were looking for this one. Everyone loves flamenco.
Flamenco.
We got to see a nice different side of Alfonso in this.
Yes.
Nice fierceness. What did you see, Anna?
I mean, it was great. It was interesting to see Cheryl and Alfonso interact. There was a obvious familiarity. I think they are friends and good friends from before. Which I think that is true. I don't think it's a rumor. So you could see a little different side of Cheryl, which was fun. And I was cracking up because, like, I know that side of Cheryl, but maybe not so many people do. And she's a silly girl, and she's quite, honest when she teaches. I liked it. I think it was, I agree with the judges that sometimes his intensity got to him and his shoulders went up. The fact I liked the whole powder, but it got distracting to me when I started seeing the powder on his butt. And
I didn't notice that.
On his outfit, you know, on his shoulders. If he needed to use that, maybe his outfit needed to be gray. I know him. I'm sure he probably stays away from the white, because she was in white. So just little things, but technically, he was good. I mean, would I call him a professional flamenco dancer? No. But was it close? Yes. He was in the right character. I wish he would have had a little bit more isolation and tone through his legs. Mm-hmm. That would give it a bit more macho machismo. But, you know, he partnered Cheryl really well. I liked the routine. It was a really good, well-made routine.
And a nice contrast to the Carlton dance last
week. Yeah, absolutely. Great, great contrast. He was very into it, very serious. And
yeah, I think this is the first time we've seen, like, a serious side of him. Yeah. And I thought it was nice. I also think Cheryl did a great job with the choreography because of all the fast feet and footwork. And mm-hmm. because he is a tapper, it was nice to accentuate that, and he really nailed that. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, you sometimes forget that he is a tapper. Yeah, so, a tapper. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's excellent. Anything to add on Alfonso and Cheryl? Suri?
Me? Yeah, no, real quick. I truly enjoyed it. There are aspects of it that I absolutely love. And then, you know, do I think it's going to be his favorite style of mine? No. Mm-hmm. But he did really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he wound up with an 8.998 for a total of 34, so not bad at all. Here's another little controversial one. We're doing a little burlesque. Janelle and Artem up next.
Who wants to start?
Woo!
Can I start?
You can start. Let's just say, go from the opening with the ladies into where they wound up in the chair. Because I think that was kind of like almost two different dances.
Yeah, right. It's like two different scenes, you know. The way I like to look at a dance routine and the way I see it sometimes, it's like if you watch a movie or a play, it's like one scene.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in one scene, and it's a continuous shot of one scene,
mm-hmm.
you know. So this was definitely two different scenes. They started from, Sweet Charity.
That's what I wrote. Sweet Charity meets the modernized cabaret.
Sweet Charity into something you would have to pay to see, something you might see in Amsterdam live.
Okay.
But without clothes on.
In the red light district.
Oh. In the red light district.
Yes.
I'm gonna be there.
They do.
Just kidding.
I know.
Kind of.
Oh. Some things should stay private. There's a, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But Artem and Val are very good friends.
Yes.
Yes. And I feel like there was a little bit of a competition between Artem, I should call him, and Valentin. And they sort of played it around as, oh, they were jealous of the girls and the whole jealousy things. But I think there is a competitiveness between the two boys.
They have two really good dancers.
They have two really good dancers. They both have fantastic physique.
And they switched their partners
directly. And Artem, I think, got excited. He's like, ooh, it's my chance to prove myself what I can do and that I'm a sex god.
We know he's a sex god.
We know that.
And just look at him.
Yeah. So it was like, I'm going to do it on the choreography level. I like the choreography. I wish it was a little bit more left to imagination. I actually agree with Julianne, and she would know because she was in the movie Burlesque, so she had to study what burlesque is about.
Well, and don't you think we think of like Dita Von Teese or the Pussycat Dolls
right.
as the classic burlesque that people would know?
Right.
Yeah. This is my thing. Artem was disappointed for sure. But he also made a good point because burlesque is usually a woman's dance where she dances solo. And so they give him this style where they want him to dance it as well, but it's a female dance. She usually does by herself.
Interesting point.
Good point.
So he was like, what am I supposed to do other than make her look amazing and throw her around and do amazing lifts you would do in a cabaret?
I don't mind the lifts. I think the lifts were fantastic. I think they were great. There are a couple of dismounts that she did out of the lifts that could have been cleaner on her level. I love the lifts. I'm not talking about the lifts when
but
I say
the actual
burlesque
dancing.
I wish something was left to imagination.
Less raunchy.
When they were on the chair. I mean, they gave me great ideas. Great ideas.
For later on.
You know? But
to try at home.
Yeah.
In the privacy of your own home.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I was watching this, and I'm like, oh my God. Okay. 5, 6, 7-year-olds are watching this. See, there's this consciousness that also has to happen. I feel sometimes people forget that it is a family show. I mean, sorry. I'm sure you have a lot to say. You want to? I'll just stop now because Yeah.
Oh, no, I was sneezing. Sorry, y'all. I do have a lot to say.
What do you have to say about burlesque?
I do. I have. Thank you so much. Was that Anna that said that? I'll try and talk really fast. It basically, I really, really, really wanted to love this number. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I think it was my least favorite. Burlesque is my forte. Mm-hmm. It's my number, my best style. And so I was, like, wanting to love it. In the beginning of it, it started out great in that style, and it just, the rest of it fell apart for me. But I also, then I hear you, Jenna, on what Artem's challenge was, and that all makes sense to me. But I just, it wasn't good for me at all. Sorry.
They weren't really punished, though, with scores. I mean, 8, 8, 8, 9, that for a total of 33. I mean, I think that
was a good score.
A good score. I mean, it was danced well, though, too. That's the other thing, you know? It's like, that's the hard one to judge. Before we move on to Michael and Whitney and doing their disco, we just want to remind you guys that if you are downloading us off of iTunes, please rate us 5 stars. We sure appreciate it. And, of course, all of your comments on YouTube, we sure appreciate them. And I know we hear you on Twitter, you guys. There's nothing we can do about the technical aspect if you can hear us. It will be up on YouTube later tonight. All right, let's keep on moving on to Michael and Whitney doing the disco. This one... You know, this is interesting because this is where the judges go. It's week 5. You should be better and everything else. But they're with a new partner, and I think that there's lots of other challenges for that. So I don't necessarily think, like, some of these comments that they made regarding the dance were fair.
Well, they did, like, a disco. It was a disco. It was a very... I thought he actually looked really good.
He had some nice lifts.
He had great lifts. He supported her. It was a funny little, you know, thing when... He kind of grabbed her tushy everywhere. And she's like, you kind of just grabbed me everywhere. As she's wearing hot shorts.
Oops.
It's just very hot at that studio, you know. You sweat all the time. So I think actually he looked good. Now, I think it's starting to kind of get more and more apparent in comparison to the other contestants that he is the worst dancer right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's maybe what the judges are pinpointing, kind of.
Yeah.
Subliminally.
Yeah, or not so subliminally.
Yeah. But I actually liked the routine. I thought he had good moves that looked good on him. The lifts were all really great, and there were some complicated ones. There's, you know, some good...
He has some posture things, I think.
Yeah, but he's a tall guy, and that's just kind of... Tall guys have that, and... You know, he's
the most positive guy, too.
He's a big guy.
He's such a sweetie.
I mean, is he that positive, like, in and around the studio all the time?
He is. And I can't imagine to, like, sit there in front of the judges and hear those comments and still stay that positive and, like, with a smile on his face, you know?
He has the right perspective, I think.
He does.
On life in general.
Right. Yeah, he's just like, I'm not here. I'm here to do it. What did you think of Michael and Whitney, Suri?
Oh, my God. One of my favorite numbers of the whole week.
Really?
Love it. Love, 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 love it. I don't care what the judges said because, I mean, I was grinning ear to ear. He's so much fun to watch. Obviously, you know, not the best dancer, but I had a fabulous time watching this routine for what it was. Yes, I get it. Week 5, we want to see more. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was heartbreaking, you know, to see Emma's face and Whitney's face afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit gutting, to be honest. But as far as the number goes, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I mean, they gave them all 5s. I'm like, could someone throw them a 6 in there?
Seriously.
For performance? Come on. Doesn't have to be for technical. A 6 for, like, keeping his spirits up? I don't know. An encouragement score?
For a smile.
Maybe they're not too worried. Maybe they know he has good voting going on.
Yeah. NASCAR. The NASCAR fans, I think, are voting for him
big
time.
Yeah, they are.
Then we go into Emma and Tommy doing the Mambo and the weirdest song for Mambo. And I want to thank Aaron Andrews for saying... You don't pick the music.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. Because you know what? That was probably the most accurate and fair statement made last night. Because you can't sit there and argue about the music when that's what you're handed.
And people always ask, oh, why would you do this dance to this song? And why would you choose this? And then we're like, we don't choose. This is
and half the numbers that you suggest don't get cleared. And so you're kind of just wound up with what is cleared and what they give you. So
yeah.
All right. I mean, I love Tommy so much. You were in this. What is he like in studio? Come on.
Tommy Chong, I'm obsessed with him. If there's one person I love most on the show, it's probably Tommy. He is, like, the funniest, most chill, but positive and, like, sweet man.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness. I just... I want to find one of those one day. Anyway.
He's the coolest grandpa, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we came in to dress rehearsal, and he's sitting there going like this. Warming up. And we're like, Tommy, what are you doing? He's like, you know, just warming up my neck. Like, doing these with his arms. I was like, you are so cute.
That's so
awesome.
But
he looked, he had a really fun time, and he loved Emma. And yeah. I thought she did great. And the creativity of it being the Jamaica theme, I thought it was really cute.
And so. Emma, every week, what does she just nail with that wardrobe?
I mean, she always has some best. Great taste. So
best.
I mean, those beads and
she needs to start her own blog. You know, how to ballroom costume dress
because she's got it. Whatever it is, yeah. I mean, and the one thing I want to say too with Tommy is that they were talking about like you look tired out there. He's like, I'm 76. I'm always tired.
Come on. He's like, I live 76 years. Yeah, I'm tired.
And how many other contestants have we seen over the age of 70 just go like, I can't do this. This isn't for me.
Billy
I mean,
D last season.
Right. Great point.
He opted out because it was too much.
Yeah. Too much. And you know, I think Betsy's did great this season. Yeah. We're seeing that from Tommy. And I love that we're seeing contestants that are older persevere. And I think that that's super important.
He doesn't look that old when he dances.
No. He's got a flexibility and a strength that we all should have at 76. Sorry, what'd you think of Tommy?
First of all, die for Emma's costume. Okay. Yes. It was ridiculous. And her hair,
she had dreads in. I love it.
Oh, my God. No, you know, I enjoyed it. I agree, though. It's like, how much more does he have in him? I mean, I have so many positive things to say about him. Everything that you guys have said, pretty much, I agree with. Mm-hmm. And but I'm a little worried for him moving forward because we aren't going to, I don't know if we can really see much more.
How many more weed dances can we do?
I actually were told we were not allowed to do this any time during the show or, like, throughout that piece because we were all kind of, like, joking in a dress rehearsal, and they were like, no more weed.
And practice and standards are like, nope.
No. Okay. Yeah. No more.
6656 for a total of 23. I don't know. I mean, I just love Tommy.
You got sixes, huh?
Yeah.
You got like sixes. Jonathan, huh? Hmm.
Yeah, and look at the content that Jonathan did. I mean, yeah, like some of the lifts, exactly. If you think of the difference, the difficulty level difference.
Well, not even just the lifts. There's a full-on choreography, and Tommy stuff was very simple. Oh, as it should be. It was right for him, but it's like, that's when they say, oh, we judge them on their own level, I guess. Yeah.
That's where we get frustrated every week. Yeah. Next up, Sadie and Derek doing the Charleston. This was another hard song that I thought, not a natural Charleston or anything else like that. I was like, are they going for the Baz Luhrmann kind of like Gatsby thing?
Mm.
I wasn't sure. Suri, what did you think of the Charleston?
Ah, gosh. Well, you know, you all know I love Derek and was very excited for this number. I didn't like the song. Mm-hmm. I could not get into the song at all. Mm-hmm. I love the quickness of it. Just the choreography I really did like. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a few parts were like were bent when they weren't supposed to be. That I don't know if it was not the heat, not having heels on. I don't know what was distracting. It wasn't my favorite and it wasn't my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, there were a couple of times where she was on the outside edges of her feet, and you could kind of see that. But then again, she's so lanky. And
those long legs.
She's her long limbs. Legs and long arms. And
she reminds me of Zendaya. I'm like, is she growing? Like, the whole season. Like, see the growth spurt?
Yeah.
Zendaya, I was like, I swear she grew 2 inches over that season.
She did. She totally did. Yeah. So I agree with you, Suri. It was well-constructed number to the song that was given to him. And, you know, Derek always does a good job, and it was clever, and it was smart, but it wasn't spectacular to what we know Derek is capable of. But she did good. I mean, she was very clean. It was technical, as Charleston can get, you know. She had good lines going, so it was good. It was solid, like Jesse J said. It was clean.
It was clean. She's like, now I'm getting all technical. they got solid nines. I do love Sadie. I love that she seems very at ease out there.
Yeah.
Like at 17, no fear, not thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'll be on live TV. No big deal.
I have to point out that I thought she looked beautiful last night. Like just her like whole getup, her makeup, her hair, I thought she looked really stunning. But
her wardrobe's been great too.
Yeah.
very smart.
Yeah, it's classy. Yeah. It's age appropriate, but also dance appropriate too.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the dress was great. All right, moving on to Leah and Val doing the Broadway number. This was kind of... and Grandma Jenna over here.
You know, yeah, killing it.
I loved the walker when you guys were all out there on the walkers, because that was really clever and fun.
This was by far my favorite dance I think I've ever performed on the show. And I think it's hard because Dancing with the Stars is always so, every number is so sexy and is so much fun and hot and steamy and blah, blah, blah. And I don't think they've really taken the time to just do like a funny, like, number
goofy,
like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from the comments I received, I thought it was very refreshing and very fun and fun to see that side of Val too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it highlighted Leah to make her look young and fun and confident, but yeah.
Next to
me and my gray wig.
retired ballroom dancers.
Her legs are great.
Yeah,
she is.
I'm like, she should wear short everything because her legs are fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
They're amazing. Every time I see them, I was like, oh.
Dancer feet.
Yeah, dancer feet. They just got the, it's where you see the ballet legs.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the number, Suri?
I love Val. I know this is about Leah, but I love what Val is, just his work. He is phenomenal. For me, he's on the same level as Derek. I can't take my eyes off him. I know this is about Leah, but I have to say it because he's responsible for this number.
Yeah.
And showcasing her the way that that she was showcased. It was creative and fun, and the production number, it was fantastic. I can see why it was last, you know, awesome. I want more from her. I just want more. I mean, she did phenomenal. But I want more because I know of her background.
Mm-hmm. She was very stressed this week.
Really?
Very stressed.
Wow.
Very stressed. And I think it had to do with the whole Artem Val, Janelle, and doing burlesque, and then she's doing a Broadway with old people. So that was a little stressful.
Aww.
But I think when it came down to it, we just all were like, you look amazing. You're amazing. This is supposed to highlight you. Like, let's go kill it. And I think she did.
She did, yeah.
I interviewed Leah, I'm going to say now, it's probably 3 weeks ago, and she kept on talking about, like, the youth vote and all the young kids. And I'm like, woman, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I told her this. I kind of, like, broke my reporter role in the interview, and I was like, you need to know that we don't think of your age. You look amazing out there. You're a beautiful dancer. Like, it's like,
And how incredible is it to see somebody her age doing what she's doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hope to give props to her.
And also, Leah, people that actually are voting for you are like your age.
Yeah.
And older. And that's how you're going to go to the final, darling. So don't you fret.
And a lot of us, you know, if anyone is out there at 53, like, people want to look like that at 53.
Exactly.
You look amazing.
She looks incredible.
And she's so much energy and she, puts it out there. I mean, I want to be on that level of physique and energy and...
She has a great quality that she brings as well to her dancing.
Right.
So I think the acting, like, they talked about. Like, she does acting, deliver that.
Yeah. I mean, the number again was great. I loved how Bruno pointed out all the little inspirations that came into this number because Producers is one of my favorite Broadway show, and I remember the walker thing. I think that's from them, right? Was that from the Producers? Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah.
So with the old ladies doing the thing... I'm so glad he brought it in. And I'm so, again, glad that he's like, hey, I'm a goofy person. And I almost feel like he did it for his grandma.
Aww.
Babushka.
I almost feel he did it for Babushka. He's like, I want to make Babushka proud this time. And he did. And, you know, Leah looked fantastic. There was a comment from Carrie Ann that she's like, hey, you were like, was it Carrie
A little
Ann
hesitation or something. Yeah, of like, what's Ann,
one of the,
I think it was Carrie Ann.
One of the Anns. The comment was there was a hesitation, remember, you looked like you lost yourself. I didn't really see it. She has this quality where she, it's a kind of a balletic quality where you're a little bit, just slightly, like in ballroom, we're like at the beginning of the beat.
Yeah.
And in ballet, you're almost at the end of the beat, the way you arrive on the foot. So I feel like she kind of does that in every dance, but it works better in the ballroom dances than it is in like something fast and sharp, like Broadway, right? Which had a little bit of jive in it inserted as well, or like a cha-cha. We know cha-cha was her worst dance, but that's because of that quality.
Ah, interesting. And things to improve on as she moves forward, because I think she's going to be there through the end. Mm-hmm. I hope. 9889034, so she beat Arden by 1 point. Just saying. We do have about 5 minutes left, and I'm going to do a quick speed round for Jenna, because we have so many questions. But I want to get to at least a couple of them. Let's see. From Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance fan, what have you learned about yourself since So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh, goodness. I think I'm finally starting to realize, like, I am an artist, and this is what I want to pursue. And I'm not just a contestant anymore, but I'm starting to be able to develop my own thoughts and my own ideas. And I definitely Dancing with the Stars has kind of blossomed me into this new dancer.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
Andrea Rafter, do you have a favorite Dancing with the Stars male pro that you like to dance with?
Well, definitely on Troop, I'm mostly paired with Henry, so we're very comfortable with each other. But also Val, probably. He's like my partner, you know? You have those people, you're like, oh, I know your connection. So,
got it. And you're going to be doing Sway?
Yeah. Sway!
That's it. They're doing it in New York?
Yes. December 18th through the 20th.
All right. That's going to be fun. See you then. Nice little pre-holiday treat.
Yeah.
Forget the Nutcracker. Go see Sway. Dancing with the Stars lover. All right. Who is your dream celebrity partner?
Definitely Ryan Gosling. So there's...
Hey. That's
Channing
a good
Tatum,
one.
But he's a dancer, so shoot. But.
Val and Jenna fans or Valena fans? What's your favorite part about being on Dancing with the Stars?
Oof. Definitely
spray tan.
Oh yeah, spray tan. I love that every Sunday. My favorite part is the interactions and the people that you get to meet. I mean, I've met so many incredible people, and it's amazing to really like meet them personally. You know, and just the dancers in general. It's inspiring every day to walk into rehearsal. So love that.
Jersey Girl 0223. Who are you closest to out of everyone on the show, and why?
It's a bit personal, isn't it?
Yeah, jeez. Well, I'm very close to Whitney because we live a door away from each other. We're roommates. And Lindsay is my best friend in the whole entire world. So
the Vibe Tribe.
All right.
Holla. We did a Vibe Tribe episode of So You Think You Can Dance with Mindy and Lindsay this summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a blast. We should have had you come.
Dang it.
What happened? I don't know. It's my own fault. Jenna Johnson fans or Jenna J. Let's see. If you could go on tour with anyone and be their backup dancer, who would it be?
This is easy. Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Sure. Which I'm so bummed I can't do her next tour, but it's okay.
You're employed.
One day.
It's okay.
I know. I'm employed.
Jennifer Audrey. I don't know where the question is, but I saw it. But she was just like, what is the... Because the troupe is used so much the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
What is your typical week like? Because you guys are all over the place.
Yeah. We have to have one day off, so that will be tomorrow.
Oh.
Super stoked.
Okay.
But it's an everyday thing. We usually have, like, opening number rehearsals on Tuesdays and Fridays. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's everyday rehearsal. And we've been thrown into tons of people's dances last season and this season. Yeah. And so it's multiple hours a day. And then doing our bumpers and figuring those out, it's a lot.
And that's why it's hard to book troupe. Everyone's always like, where's Henry? Where's Jenna? Where's Lindsay? Right. I'm like, they don't know
we're
their schedule.
Rehearsals.
They're in rehearsal. It's really
we're
hard.
We're standing in for someone.
They're so,
so
busy. All right. Next week, we do finally have an elimination. Does anyone have an idea of who they think is going home?
I know, predictions?
Right? I would do
Yeah, let's do a prediction. Go, Anna.
I have a feeling
they might... you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Yeah, predictions. I feel it's... I don't want to say, but it might be between Tommy and Jonathan.
Yeah. Sorry, who do you think might go home next week?
I think it's between Tommy and Michael.
I was thinking maybe Jonathan, because just out of the unfortunate scoring and everything
else.
Yeah,
the bashing of him.
I don't know. I just out of that whole group of, like, the Tommy, the Michael, and the Jonathan, like, they get such great spirits that you just don't want anyone to go home.
No.
Or do we have that weird surprise elimination midway through the
what
show?
If it's Antonio.
Oh.
I mean, how can you lose that dimple in those abs?
I know, those abs. Really, I mean, he's got the soap fans, too, so you just, it's so hard to predict. But, well, Jenna, thank you so much for coming with us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming back. Yes. We missed you.
After Buzz.
Yay. Where can everyone find you online?
Oh, @DanceTenJenna on both Instagram and Twitter.
Very good, Anna.
@Trebunskaya on Twitter, Trebunskaya on Instagram, and Anna Trebunskaya Facebook and website.
She had your accent.
Suri Serrano.
@SuriSerrano on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
I'm @KristenBurt on Twitter and the Kristen Burt on Facebook and Instagram. Next week, we've got Sharna Burgess coming in studio. Whoa! Yay! It's been a couple seasons since we've seen her, so we'll see y'all next week for another edition of Dancing with the Stars here on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.